All right, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, you lovely, wonderful, splendiferous people. It is your friendly Apex Alpha, and this is the Alpha Grind. All right, so this is the season finale. I know I missed Tuesday. I definitely did. Had a lot of things going on, but just because I missed didn't mean that it wasn't coming out. It just came out a little bit delayed. So, like I said, this is the season finale of this season of the podcast. Another one will be coming out next week. Next week, because I'm gonna have them done. So they will start again next week on Tuesday at 11:45 a.m. Central Standard Time. I appreciate everyone listening. This is the perfect opportunity to go back and check out the other podcasts that I have posted. I am going to do a recap, just breaking down what each one does in summary, and what its topic was. But today's mantra is repeat and rinse. Rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat, which could also be translated into education, execution. Education, execution, education, execution. And I've said this once before, you invigorate your mind. You increase in yourself to increase outward. Like, you put into your body so you can get more out of it. And that is what my podcast goal is to do, is to improve the you that you are. So with that being said, we're going to go over a recap of what we've already talked about in my previous podcast. If you haven't got a chance to listen to them, this would be the perfect opportunity. So one of the podcasts, the first one of the podcast that we had talked about was handicap. So handicap, based upon mindset, has its pros and cons. And the thing is about handicaps is that you have to utilize those to your own advantage. And so that means, like, say for instance, if you are strong in one area but weak in another area, you should use your strength in one area to slowly improve your weakness in another area. Like, if I'm good at basketball but I'm horrible at golf, I would use basketball mechanics to understand golf mechanics, and then I would slowly incorporate to improve things like that. Second podcast after that was gym prep. So gym prep is this was the preparation series when it came to the podcast. So what this one talked about, this is also a podcast that I suggest to a lot of my beginner clients, and it just basically puts them in the mindset to get ready for the gym. So that's the gym prep podcast. Another podcast after that is keeping it moving. So that means that when you come across obstacles that are in your way, it's best to keep moving and keep pushing, because the thing is, those obstacles are meant to either make you or break you, and only you are the chooser of that. After that, we have mindset prep. Mindset prep goes for basically anything in your life. So whether it's work, whether it's home, whether it's your children, whether it's the gym, it's getting your mind mentally prepped for whatever you have to do by taking whatever steps you need to do to take precaution for that. Next is spirit prep. Spirit prep basically talks about what you put inside of yourself, which can also go for mind, but basically how you invest into your spirit, which can also be called your energy. Like, you have to put the proper energy in you and around you in order to execute the way you want to execute. We have work prep after that. Work prep literally talks about, like, work and how to prepare for work. Like, I've had horrible service at restaurants and stores and things like that, and it's all because a person was in a bad mood or a bad vibe. And, you know, who really wants to be around that, especially if you're going in trying to go to a store to get your products or something like that? Why do you have to be in a bad mood? Now you put me in a bad mood and now we having a bad time. It's unnecessary. The next podcast after that was sense of urgency. So we can move to do something and get it done, but if we moved at a swifter pace, if we did things more efficiently and we did things more effectively, how much more time could we free up ourselves? How much more stuff could we get done if we chose to do that with a sense of urgency? We move like we got some lightning inside of our body. Because I know when my mama told me to do something, if I did any slower than what she wanted me to do it, I was in trouble. And sometimes you need to put yourself in that sense of trouble in order to get things done the way that they need to be done. Next podcast after that talked about your circle, which means, like, who do you have around you? what influences do you have around you? How is it affecting you? And all of these other things. You have to protect your energy, because your energy is the energy that you distribute. And if you distribute bad energy, you're going to get bad energy back. When you plant a seed, you grow a tree. So if you plant a seed of bad energy, you're going to get a tree of bad energy. And that's just something that nobody wants. After that, we have light and darkness. And this is when COVID had really hit. And I had stumbled upon it was a musical orchestration of the COVID molecule. And what it does, it was music notes. It was algorithmed with the specific strands of the COVID virus, and it actually made a really beautiful symphony. And it basically talked about looking at the light inside of the darkness, like with COVID going on, what bright things have came about. Like, people are spending more time with their families, people are, you know, learning more things, people are picking up hobbies and all of this type of stuff. The stuff that you should have been investing in the first place now took something as disastrous as COVID to put you into that element to be more beneficial inside of your life. Podcast after that is problems. If you have problems, solve it. A lot of times people complain about their problems, and the more that you complain is less time that you're taking out to actually solve your problems. Like, if you're gonna complain, you know, complain about for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and get over it. Find a solution to it, because you don't find a solution to your problem, the problem's going to keep reoccurring, and then you're going to be in a bad mood for a longer period of time, which is quite not fun. And then the podcast after this is You Grind, I Grind. You Grind, I Grind was basically talking about anything that I could do, you can do it better. And that goes for anyone and goes for everyone. And all you have to do is just put it into that actual mindset. So anytime I get challenged, like, I'm a very competitive type of person. I teach my teams to be competitive, and it's just fun. You know, ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of adversity. And it just challenges you to be better. So you grind, I grind. And after the podcast, You Grind, I Grind is limits. Knowing your limits. And like, when you get to your limits, some people stop while other people look to break through those barriers. Me, for one, I like to break through those barriers because I like to keep improving. And you can't keep improving if you don't, you know, go past those limits. If every time you hit a particular spot, you're like, oh, okay, that's it, I'm done, who knows what more you can do just by simply going a little bit further. After that, these next two podcasts really tie into each other, and it's called Fail, Don't Quit, and then Rest, Don't Quit. If you fail, sometimes take a break and then come back at it, but don't quit. And you don't want to quit because you don't want to have any regrets. You could quit something and you look back on it and it could have been a great opportunity, and now you regret it just because you quit. It is fine to fail. It is fine to rest, but it's not fine to quit. Sometimes you need a different approach with something. That don't mean quit. All right. Then we have Stimulants. The Stimulant podcast is one of my favorites because it was a podcast when I learned something about myself, that if basically when you're stimulated, you feel good. When you're overstimulated, you can feel stressed. And when you're understimulated, you're basically bored. In quick summary. But learning your own stimulants, the things that, you know, make you go and then bore you, it's nice, quite honestly, because you'll realize whenever you're in an environment that, you know, oh, this is not my type of thing, this ain't my speed, or something like that. And it could be beneficial to you as your own person, and that can also help you improve yourself, your team, or anyone else. And then last but not least, I think that's how that saying goes, I forgot, is Lost Again, which is the most recent podcast. And they basically talk about it's okay to be lost or stuck or don't know where you want to go or what you want to do. But the thing is, you don't have to just stop there. You can maneuver around. You just don't want to go backwards. You don't want to go backwards. So you have to figure out what you want to do. But don't just stand still and do nothing. Pick up a hobby, pick up an interest, pick up something that'll help you propel forward. Everything takes time. It took 9 months for you to be in this world. And so, you know, your greatness, it ain't gonna just come right off the bat. Sometimes it will, but most scenarios, it takes time. So be patient. All right. So that's the summary. This is the season finale of season 3 of the Alpha Grind. Once again, I appreciate everyone for listening. So please share with your friends, your families, your enemies, whoever it is. Please leave a rating so I can help people. And my goal is to help change one person a day and eventually get to the whole entire world. So thank you all for listening. This is the Alpha Grind. Yo, this is the Alpha Grind. Just for listening, you done leveled up. Stay tuned.